Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
If you would like for your name to appear in my document, showing you to be a witness to the glory of God, then write to me, giving me your full legal name and a statement saying or giving me the okay to place your name in my document as such. Write to me, Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Reading of the law coming from the Word of God, the Authorized Version Bible. The Word of God commands the people, Acts 11:1, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 145:17, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Acts 10:6, and John 2:5. It says, this is the commandment which the Gentiles have already received concerning their God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall keep the commandments of or concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the Word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear or reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. And now, the reading of the commandment coming from the Lord Tommy L. Hart to the people. This is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people, starting with the month of September 2012 and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepsiba, Georgia 30815. What is in the word Christian? Many people say outwardly, they say openly, they'll say that they are a Christian. What are they saying when they say that? What is in the word Christian? What are you saying when you say you are a Christian? To understand the term Christian, you must remember the things I have taught in the preceding episodes titled Christianity is Dead, Iniquities, Disambiguations, and Opposites. Together, the four preceding episodes and this present one form a treatise on the term Christian. So, in order to fully understand the term Christian, or understanding the content of the four preceding episodes, let me say that again. In order to understand fully the term Christian, it is necessary, critical, and imperative that you understand the content of the four preceding episodes and this one. In order to understand the term Christian, I ask, who were Christians first? The answer, of course, is the Gentiles, alias white people, were Christians first. There were Christians before any other group of people. So in the beginning, the terms Christian and Gentile were synonymous. They were interchangeable. In the not-too-distant past, certain Gentile hate groups openly expressed black people were not Christians. Now, the Gentiles were a villainous people. Question: what evil are the Gentiles known for? Answer: the Gentiles are known for enslaving black people. The Gentiles are known for uprooting, debasing, disinheriting, and dispossessing black people. The Gentiles are known for putting black people into a category of things that are bought and sold. The Gentiles are known for buying and selling black people. The Gentiles are known for mass-produced producing black babies. All those are great evils done by the Gentiles, alias white people. All those are great evils done by those who were Christians first. What is the inference? The inference is the term Christian is connected to evil doing, evil doer, villain. Now, let me give you Webster's definition for two words, villain and villainous. Villain, a person guilty of or likely to commit great crimes, an evil or wicked person. Villainous, of, like, or characteristic of a villain, evil, wicked. Then we have the word vile, morally base or evil, wicked, depraved, sinful. Those words characterize the people who enslaved black people, the people who dispossessed black people, uprooted black people, bought and sold black people, enslaved black people, etc. And of course, they, those people, were Gentiles, and they are known for great evils, as I referenced here. So, again, the inference is the term Christian is connected to evil doing, evil doer, villain. Let us consider the Christians or Gentiles' religion. Christianity. In the four preceding episodes, I have shown the contrariness of Christianity, how it, Christianity, teaches diametrical opposites to things taught in the Authorized Version Bible. I have shown that Christianity is a religion that is based on a lie. I have shown that the AVB denounces Christianity and its ministers, all of them. I have shown that the AVB describes the Christian ministers as being unruly, vain talkers, deceivers, and false dealers and teachers of lies. It is clear here that the term Christian is connected to contrariness, unruliness, vanity, dishonesty, and deceit. What is the inference here? Answer, the inference is the Christian ministers delude their hearers. So, the Christian follower is a deluded individual. Delude means to deceive. Deceive as by false promises. Mislead. Deceive. Trick. Delusion. Definition. A deluding or being deluded, a false belief or opinion. In psychiatry, a false, persistent belief maintained in spite of evidence to the contrary. We're talking about the Christian. Delusion implies belief in something that is contrary to fact or reality, resulting from deception, a misconception, or a mental disorder. Conclusion. question was, what does one say when he says he is a Christian? What is in the term Christian? In the term Christian, well, first of all, Christian is an epitome of the eponym Christ. In the beginning, the terms Christian and Gentile were interchangeable. Three, the term Christian is connected to evildoing, evildoer, villain. Four, the term Christian is connected to contrariness, unruliness, vanity, dishonesty, and deceit. And five, as I have shown, the term Christian does not have a good history. So when one says he is a Christian, what is he saying? When one says he is a Christian, he is expressing a fault. He is admitting association with evil, evil doing, and villainy. He is admitting to wrongdoing. The expression, when one says he is a Christian, it is an expression of a fault. It is a confession of unrighteous conduct. And also, when one says he is a Christian, he is admitting to wrongdoing. When he says he is a Christian, he declares he is deluded. When one says he is a Christian, it is a declaration of delusion. Are you a Christian? Are any of your family members a Christian? Are any of your people Christians? The term Christian, as I have shown, does not have a good history. The focus of this episode now will be the right way and the right thing. We will see what is the right way and what is the right thing. And of course, we look to the Bible. Well, I look to the Bible for the answer, and you look to me for the answer. Question of interest. Jeremiah 6:15. It asks, where is the good way? And then once you know it, it says, and walk therein. Where is the good way? Statements of concern 1, Exodus 18:20. Now, this statement is to me. Exodus 18:20. Thou shalt show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. That's to God. That's to me. And to the people, the word of God says, Exodus 18:19, God shall be with thee. It did not say a son of God shall be with thee. It did not say a representative of God will be with you. It said God will be with you. That statement has come to pass. Mark that statement as fulfilled. God is here on earth at this present time. At this present time, you are listening to the voice of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, coming to you over the internet, by means of the computer and the internet. You hear the voice of the living God. God is with you here on earth. God is with the people. And that statement, God shall be with thee, is, now that was in Exodus, it's reiterated in the book of Revelation. Deep in the Revelation, to the end of Revelation, it says here, Revelation 21, verse 3, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle, the dwelling place where God lives, right here. I have a place where I'm living, right here, on earth, with men and among men. All right? The tabernacle of God is with men because God is with men and God stays in some form of a house or something, you know. He stays in some house. And so this statement, he will dwell with them, has come to pass. God is presently now dwelling with men on the earth. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. Just as the statement said in Exodus, God shall be with thee. Here it says God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God is with you. Now, that has come to pass. God himself shall be with them and be their God. Mark that as having come to pass. Okay. Now, the people, of course, have the responsibility of receiving the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. God is here. God is to be received by the people. And this is a prophecy, you know, the prophecy, God shall be with thee. And since I'm on that, let me just cite Isaiah 40, which says, behold, the Lord God will come. That has come to pass. It has come to pass. Mark it as fulfilled. And I'm turning here now to Psalm, let's see here, okay, all right, that's all right, but we have those statements of prophecy that have come to pass, and that is a big deal, that is great. The Lord God is here with men on the earth. That is great. But what I was about to say is this. That prophecy or those prophecies, you don't hear people speaking about too much. I mean, I know I don't. I hear them saying when they speak of prophecy, they talk about one man coming to rule the world and he's supposed to be an evil man, this and that. You hear them, you know, I hear that. Matter of fact, just the other night, watching it again on educational TV, you know, but I never hear anyone speaking about the prophecies saying God will come. So they ignore the prophecy concerning God. They ignore it deliberately. Because just as they see the other things which they see, they see also these statements I read. So the Gentiles deliberately overlook the prophecy concerning God. Now, I have taught on the Christian religion, the now dead, the now officially declared dead Christian religion. I have taught how that it disregarded the law in the Bible, taught falsehoods to the people, etc. I taught that it despised the Authorized Version Bible. It taught diametrical opposites to things that the Authorized Version teaches. And so now, you know, we see that the Christian church, the Gentiles, deliberately omit, dismiss, disregard the prophecies concerning God. And that's real. The prophecies concerning God are real because they are fulfilled in me. God is here present on the earth, the God which the Authorized Version Bible talks about so much in great detail, can't be missed. Okay? The one, the Authorized Version Bible, not only exalts, but promotes and upholds. They, the Gentiles, and the Christian church, deliberately disregard those prophecies. Deliberately. That's bad. And remember, for its iniquities, the Christian church has been condemned to death. The Christian church is officially declared dead. Going on, moving forward. I want to read this statement here. I intended to read it the last time. Somehow, I did not. Let me see if I can get it this time. Right. I'm pulling it up now. This announcement. Here we go. Hear this announcement. Psalm 49:1-2, Daniel 2:29, Ezekiel 25:3. Here. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He that revealeth secrets, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Faith without works, that is to say, Christianity, which espouses a faith without works, is dead. Wickedness was its ruin. The world is better off with the death of the Christian church. I now return to the message for this time. Heed that announcement. Okay. So, show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Here is the way wherein you, the people, the Gentiles, and all the people must walk. This is the law. You shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which the word of God commands you. Thou shalt do all that the word of God commands you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. That is the law. That is the way wherein you, the people, shall walk. That is the word of God that is in the AZB. That is a thing already determined. And the Bible says, the law says, that which is determined shall be done. Just as the Lord God has come in fulfillment of Scripture, the Gentiles and the people shall do that which is which I have read from the law. They shall obey the law. They shall do that which the law has said. That is already determined for the people to do. Hear and do. So, I show the people, I have shown you the way wherein you must walk. And that's what the Word of God says, the way wherein you must walk, and the work that you must do. Psalm 23:3. It says here, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That's what I do. I'm leading the people in the path of righteousness. In the path of righteousness, the Christian church is destroyed. In the path of righteousness, the Christian church is no more. Christianity is in existence. In the way of righteousness, Christianity is a thing of the past, and it shall not rise again. It is dead. Show the people the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. It is clear. So, the Lord God leads in the way of righteousness. And in the death of the Christian church, Christianity, therein is the death of that evil. That evil has been put away. That evil has been canceled. That evil has been abolished. That evil has been put to death. So, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, lead in the way of righteousness. Romans 1:17. Says this, Romans 1:17 says, therein is the righteousness of God revealed. what is the righteousness of God? Where is it? Where can it be seen and known? The righteousness of God. Righteousness is a quality. A quality of the work of God. Righteous. Righteous. It says the Lord God is righteous and holy in all his ways. His works are righteous. Righteous. So the righteousness of God is revealed right here on Blog Talk Radio, right here on Lawmaster's program. The righteousness of God is revealed. The wonderful works of God are revealed right here. The wonderful works of God are the righteousness of God. The glory of God is the righteousness of God. The glory of God is the work of God. The work of God here is written. It can be seen. My words can be seen here. I'm looking at them now, some of them. And they can be heard because you can hear my voice. You can hear me speaking. You can hear me reading. And you can see the glory of God. You can see my writings on your computer. So, the glory of God is revealed. The righteousness of God is revealed. The works of God are revealed. The works of God are knowable. These works of God are known. They are right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, therein is the righteousness of God revealed. The wonderful works of God, the writings of God, and the sayings of God are on Blog Talk Radio, the internet, the computer. That's big. The Word of God is on the computer. You can hear God speaking from your computer. Not from a burning bush, but from your computer. You can hear the voice of the living God. Go here to Deuteronomy. Let's see. Listen. Deuteronomy 4:33. Question. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking? Yes. You hear my voice speaking, listening to this, program here. You hear the voice of God speaking. Not out of the midst of fire, but from your computer. So the answer to the question, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking, is true. I ask you to send me a statement giving me the okay to place your name in my document and in my writings, showing you to be a witness to the glory of God. I've said the glory of God is the work of God. You see my glory, you see my writings on the computer, you hear my voice, the glory of God, the spoken voice of the Lord, the spoken word of God, you hear my voice, and you can hear my voice, you can see my words. You are a witness to the glory of God. Now, I would like for you to give me the okay to place your name in my document, showing you to be such a witness to the glory of God. And I ask you to give me your full legal name, because this is for a legal record, okay? This is not just for something I can look at. This is for a legal record, okay? That, just like the question here asks, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking? The answer is yes. Well, the next question is, who? Who has heard the voice of the living God speaking? That's where you come in. You bear witness to the glory of God. You bear witness to the righteousness of God, the things which God has written and the things which he has spoken. You bear witness to the glory of God. And your name will be placed in a legal document showing you to be such a one. Therefore, I need your full legal name. This is real, people. This is not play-play. Okay? God is not a play-play thing. The Bible, Authorized Version Bible, is not a play-play book. It is a law book. It is a legal document. The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. Okay? Real. This is real. God is real. God, you hear his voice, so he must be real. Okay? Can't get any realer than that. All right, realer, okay. So, do that. Do that. Do that. Send me a statement showing your full legal name and okaying me to place your name in my document, my legal document, which will show you to be a witness to the glory of God. And this is for to be, this is to be placed in the record of God. Yes. So if it ever comes up, that the question ever comes up, who heard his voice? Who heard him speak? Who saw his glory? Who saw his word? What evidence is there? Who can testify that God was here on earth? You can testify to that fact because you hear my voice and you can see my works on Blog Talk Radio on the computer. You are a witness to the presence of the living God here on the earth. You are a witness. Send me your name and your approval for me to place your name in the record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of God. And all it means is you witness, you testify that you saw my writings. You heard my voice. That's all. That's very important. Very important. Proof of the presence of God on earth. Witnesses to the presence of God on earth. No, you have not seen me. Well, you've seen my picture. My picture can be seen on it, you know, on my page and all. You can see my picture on the internet. Okay. Though you have not seen me, you know, face to face. But you know I exist because you hear my voice. Okay. And you know that I'm not a spirit. That doesn't even come into your mind. Is that a spirit out here? No, that doesn't even come into your mind. You know you're listening to a human being. And the human being that you're listening to fits the description in all things of God. All things, and I teach all that. All of that is here on record, on the internet, where I give the characteristics of God and the signs of God undeniable signs, infallible signs of the presence of God here on the earth in me, Tommy L. Hart. All of that is clear in my teachings. It is clear in the righteousness of God. That's why my works are called the righteousness of God, because they accurately describe my works, my writings, and my speaking. That I speak that which is right. God speaks that which is right. So I show the people the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. I lead the people in the path of righteousness. My righteousness can be seen on Blog Talk Radio, Micah 6:5, that ye may know. That ye may know the righteousness of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. That's Micah 6:5. Is that what it says here? Micah 6:5, yes. Last statement in Micah 6:5, that ye may know the righteousness of God, that ye may know it. You can see it. You can read it. You can hear me. That you may know, you shall know the righteousness of God. You know it. You hear my voice. You read my writings. You know it from my writings, the righteousness of God. And you can testify to what I have said. You can testify to what I have written. You can testify to what Tommy L. Hart has written. Tommy L. Hart said he is the Lord God. And he gave these things as evidence. You know, that's why I say study the archives. We can't be lazy, people. We can't be lazy. I can't just open your heads up and put this information in it. You know, gosh, you got to do something. You got to study. You got to study. Not study to try to figure out something. My work is clear. You don't have to try to figure out anything. Yes, I said I am God. Yes, and then I gave you evidence. I gave you scriptures to support the fact. Yes, I'm very clear in what I say. I say the Bible calls me God, and then I give evidence. I give evidence. I say the Bible calls me the Lord. It declares me to be the Lord. And I give evidence. The righteousness of God. I give the evidence. Okay, next statement, Isaiah 62:2. Says, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. Now watch this, you have righteousness and glory in the same statement. And the Gentiles shall see thy, or in the same verse, the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. The righteousness of God and the glory of God are one and the same. And what are they? The righteousness of God and the glory of God, they are the word of God, that which I've said and that which I have written. The glory of God, the righteousness of God, the writings of God, the sayings of God, things I said. Can't make it any simpler. Those things, my writings, my speaking, it is called the glory of God. They are called the glory of God. They are called the righteousness of God. They are called the works of God, the work of God. you may know the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is revealed. You can see it. You hear it. And therefore, you know the righteousness of God because you can see it and you can hear it. You hear my voice. You can see my written word. The Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. The Gentiles can see the righteousness from their computer. Isn't that amazing? That when God did come, there was the computer. Or he had access to the computer. An instrument which could cause his word to be seen just about from any place in the world, you know, on earth. I don't know about the world, you know, right now, but you know, all over the world, you know. That's amazing. That's amazing. Because I was instructed from the Bible to what? To show myself. To show myself a man. And I am a man. And I was instructed also to show myself to the world. The world has access to the knowledge of me, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God. The world now has access to that knowledge. The world now has access to the knowledge that God is here on earth, just as he was prophesied to be. God is here with the people, dwelling with the people and among the people, talking to the people, teaching the people, leading the people in the right way, showing the people the way wherein they shall walk and the work that they must do. God is here, and the internet makes this makes it possible for his word to be heard just about any, from any place in, on the earth. That's amazing. That's amazing. Because I, being a poor man, without the aid of the internet or some other aid, could not do that by myself. I wouldn't have the money to do it. But the computer and the internet makes it possible for the world to see the glory of God. Not only possible for the Gentiles to see the glory of God, but that the world can see the glory of God. But the Gentiles are obligated to perform, obey the word of God. Okay? And all people living in Gentile territories and nations. Okay. So not just the Gentiles are subject to the law of God, but all people living in Gentile nations, kingdoms, territories, etc. And any nation that is not a Gentile nation or possession, but receives aid of any kind from any Gentile nation. If not, whatsoever aid would be cut off if such a nation does not conform to the law and does not comply with the word of God. Gentiles are obligated to perform the word of God. Yeah. Next statement, Romans 8:4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, the Gentiles. The Gentiles confirm what I say and what the word of God has said with regard to the law. John 19:7, we, the Gentiles, have a law. These two statements sound like a ratification. a confirmation. They are a confirmation. Joshua 24:18, the Gentiles state, we will serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And again, yes, I add my name to Lord and God. Why? Because that's what I'm supposed to do. When the statements were written, they did not know the name of God. God supplies the name when he comes. So I have come, I am here, and I apply my name. I place my name so you may know it, so you can know it. You can know the name of God. I reveal my name. Okay? The Gentiles have a law. That's John 19:7. They say, we have a law. They acknowledge that they have a law. This law which I read, saying that the Gentiles shall do all that the word of God commands them, that they shall love the Lord their God, Tommy your heart, and that they shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord their God, Tommy your heart, etc. They acknowledge they have, the Gentiles acknowledge they have the law. So you can't tell lies saying, we didn't know we had a law. Well, they got the Bible. They got the Bible. They got the evidence right there in the hand. You know? They can't say they didn't know. And they say, Joshua 24:18, we will serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, for he is our God. So God has the responsibility of making himself known. Easy. We will serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, for he is our God. Exodus 19:8, all that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken, we, the Gentiles, will do. These things are already determined. That which is determined shall be done. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles have said, and it's recorded here, Jeremiah 42:6. Jeremiah 51:10, the Lord Tommy L. Hart hath brought forth our righteousness. That's what I've done. I have brought forth the Gentiles' righteousness, that which they must do, the way wherein they shall walk, and the work that they must do. That's their righteousness. That's their righteousness, which I show them. But how did I start this off? I started it off with what? Saying, show them the way. The statement is, okay, the question is asked, where is the good way? What is the good way? The good way is the way of the law. The way of the law concerning God and the people. Because the law of God has to do not only with God, but with the people also as well. Also, okay? So, I show the people the good way. And what comes after that? It says to the people, walk therein. That's the commandment. Walk in the good way which the Lord your God points out to you. Walk in the good way which you have already said you will do. What the Gentiles have already said? They said, we have a law. They said, we will do what the Lord Tommy L. Hart tells us to do or commands us to do. We will do. So you should know from this broadcast here, this episode, you should know the good way. What is the good way? What is the way you should walk in? And that way is the law. And I read the law to you. You should know that. The work that you must do, the getting rid of the Christian religion, because it is officially declared dead. Okay. The work you must do, getting rid of the evil, obeying the voice of the Lord your God. So, I have brought forth the Gentiles' righteousness. They can't say they did not know it. They know it. I confirm it. Hebrews 8:11, you have the statement, the commandment there, which says, know the Lord. Okay, the people should know the way they should walk in. They have that knowledge here. They should know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And in 1 Timothy 4:3, them that believe and know the truth, they should know the way they should walk in, know the Lord their God, believe and know the truth which comes from the Lord their God. And my works and all, and my speech is confirmed in the Bible. The Bible upholds me. It upholds my word. It supports me. Them that believe and know the truth, this is to be characteristic of the Gentiles. They should know the Lord. The Gentiles should know the Lord. So should you, even if you're not a Gentile. You should know the Lord. You should know the right way wherein you should walk. You should know the law, which I read to you. And you should believe and know the truth. 1 Corinthians 13:7, you should believe all things. All things I've told you describe God, and all things are found in the Bible, and I have organized all things. You can read about all things from the glory of God, or in the glory of God. Study my works. Study Law Master's archives. Law Master is Lord God Tommy L. Hart. The people should be believing all things. They should believe and know the truth. They should know the Lord their God. They should know the way wherein they should walk. They should be rejoicing not in iniquity, but rejoicing in the truth. That's 1 Corinthians 13:16. Psalm 96:10, Psalm 58:11. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall judge the people righteously. Verily, he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a God that judges the earth. And the earth is a reference to the people. So what have I done? I have first shown you that the word Christian does not have a good history at all. The word Christian does not have a good reputation. I've showed you what one actually says when one says he is a Christian. And I've shown you the way wherein you should walk and the work that you should do, you must do. You have an obligation to do. Fulfill the word of God. Fulfill. And I've said, the Gentiles are under the law. The Gentiles have acknowledged the law that is in the Bible, the law concerning God and them. The people have the word of God. The people have the glory of God. The Gentiles can see the glory of God, the righteousness of God, and all other people as well. I have made known, I have revealed the Gentiles' righteousness, that which they must do in obedience to the law. I have shown the Gentiles their righteousness. And I've also shown it to you, non-Gentiles, as well. You should be rejoicing in the truth. You should be knowing the Lord. You should be believing all things. And if you believe all things, you believe that I am God, because all things, I answer all things. I fit the bill. I fill the bill for God. Okay? All things describe God. I fill the bill for God. I fit the description of God. He who fills the bill for God is God. He who fits the description given in all things in the Bible of God, he is God. Okay. Again, by way of reminder, if you would like for your name to appear in my document, a legal record showing you to be a witness to the glory of God, then let me know that. And in your correspondence, do cite your full legal name to be placed in the legal record of God. Right. Send your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Reading of the law to the people. Again, ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Now, finally, my commandment to the people. This is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people. All people, Gentiles included. Gentiles are people. The Gentiles are the servants of God. The Gentiles are people. So when I say to the people, Gentiles will always be included unless I say something, you know, differently. Starting with the month of September 2012 and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815, Hepzibah, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Obey the law. And until the next time.